Well, good evening and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry King.
Coming to you from beautiful Hawaii. Welcome to a new day on the East Coast. We come 12 midnight and 1 o'clock, actually, 9 o'clock Pacific. And here it's 6 p.m. What do I even think, 1 o'clock? Gee whiz, folks. Well, thank you for joining us. It's been a very interesting week. We had actually a very good day today coming back from a victory in court. We've had a number of dealings. For those of you who have been following us, we're taking on COINTELPRO and a lot of crooks, and we're doing it by learning the law, and we've had a very, very busy schedule. We're going to put out a very important newsletter coming out, but before we tell you about that, let's thank our sponsors. First, I want to thank Asheville Magazine for helping to sponsor the Insight Hour. If you go to ashevillemagazine.com, you'll find the latest and greatest with regard to the new stuff, everything from natural healing methods and materials to the kind of stuff that we talk about. Certainly talk about that. Talk about the healing celebrations, miraculous recoveries through ancient scripture, natural medicine, and modern science. A wonderful book gives you the steps to protect yourself against the current and coming plagues and make yourself super immune through things like OxySilver. Sherry, hi.
Hi.
I know you had a good couple days too, huh?
Yes, I did. I think it was one of our better days, you know, and we're kind of swamped with all the legal stuff and dealing with, you know, the justice that we deserve, as well as creating a landmark precedent for all the attorneys out there, all the people out there that are out there fighting for their freedoms, because nobody's ever seen a case like this. So it is worth it if you look at it, not only for, you know, our own personal reasons, but also for the benefit of humanity.
Well, for sure. We will have to talk a little bit about that, folks. We're actually engaged in suing about 30-some-odd people, about 33 co-defendants, including the world's largest ISPs, including, Google. So Google has made themselves now liable for a host of not just tortious, which is civil damages and civil misdoings, misdeeds, but also criminal. And so what we've been doing is we're advancing a lot of research, and it's not been easy to do both the legal research as well as publish. So I want to apologize to some of you who are haven't expected the newsletter, Healthy World newsletter, over the last couple of weeks. I've about 2 weeks be delayed in actually getting off the more recent newsletter. And we are preparing that. It should come out, God willing, by Friday. And if you're not a member of the newsletter subscriber list, then you should certainly get on there by going to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, and sign up to receive our free Healthy World Store newsletter. And we're going to be covering some extraordinary things. We're going to be also, number one, in this next newsletter, going to be sharing with you what Alex Jones, a famous name in the alternative media and in the Patriot movement, what he has done in responding to his complaint and then our response to his response. And you'll have the opportunity to download that as a PDF file for free, of course. And that is certainly something I think you'll find very, very, not just interesting, but compelling, to realize what's happening and to how it's being administered. That is the psychological operation, the mind control, the population manipulation through not just the mainstream media, but the alternative presses, those who we considered heroes in our lives, people I personally befriended, ultimately who stabbed myself and others in the back. Well, gee whiz, you know, we've got to have a time of justice and truth. And so this is the time, and the best place to do it is in a court of law, where, you know, you're sworn. And boy, it's pretty easy once you swear to something to find out whether you're on the level or you're not. So, you know, there's man's law and there's God's law. And ideally, the two are supposed to mesh. And when they don't, that dissonance is virtually sin. So you're off the mark. You're not in with the flow. And that there's a musical mathematical matrix of creation that's perfect, like the kingdom of heaven. Nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, nor in the musical mathematical matrix of creation. And God's language is math, musical math. And man's language, which makes up the law, has to flow exactly, accordingly, Otherwise, it's in sin. And ultimately, sin is dissonance. And dissonance causes waves. And it's waves of karma and judgment that ultimately come back to bite you. So ultimately, this is, I think, one of the things that's a really glorious blessing about learning law, being compelled, being forced by people who literally dissolved all my corporations, stole all of my products, all my inventories, and began with abusing Sherry Kane's private videotape to bring false light and defamation and libel published on the internet to degrade us. And part of the complicity, the organizations that are behind this COINTELPRO operation that features some of your celebrities, such as Alex Jones, such as David Icke. And so these folks, I won't mention any other names, they don't deserve any credit. But the reality is that there's groups of organizations, not only in the federal government of the United States, that we're actually trying to, in this particular lawsuit, to avoid. It's just a feeling that we have. We're not really suing the government of the United States. We had an opportunity to take this case to the state court, and we declined because ultimately we want to go an opportunity to go to the federal court, and we declined to go and remain in the state court because there we could be closer to we the people and jury trial. At least that was our theory. And so we feel also certainly it's not the government of the United States, nor even the FBI, even though the COINTELPRO operation continues under the auspices of the FBI. The reality is that it's not really we the people represented in our FBI, our Justice Department, nor in our government and elected officials anymore. Anybody who's got any brains knows it, and yet just have to talk to people on the street like we have, everybody from electricians and plumbers to taxi drivers. They all know we've got corruption and we've got propaganda and we've got manipulation of the mainstream. And we the people are hurting. We the people have become challenged, not only financially, but in every way, because we bought into a Babylonian hypocrisy instead of sanity, justice, and the Creator's law. So learning real law is it's been a real treat for me. It's been a real challenge. I think you can say the same thing, can't you, Sherry?
Yes, I can tell you that it's definitely an educational learning curve, and it takes a lot of time, and it's, you know, you have to cross your T's and dot your I's. You know, it's an exercise in the memory, I think, because there's so much you can forget and so much that you learn along the way. And you keep forgetting until you get kicked in the butt long enough.
Well, that's exactly right. That's school. Great school of hard knocks is the American justice system, which is very complex. And when you've got corrupt attorneys working in it and even corrupt judges, you've got major hurdles. And it's like putting yourself like Daniel into the lion's den. Well, gee whiz, you know, what a time in history it is, what a challenge in life, and what a humbling blessing it is for me to be asked to go into that lion's den and learn the lessons there and everything from what rules of civil procedure and court procedure are to how do you deal with corruption in your heart, which is in love. How do you walk the talk and walk the walk whereby, you know, the lessons are like Buddha. You've got to be a witness to what's going on without being emotionally attached one way or another. That's an interesting challenge, and it's a great challenge for all of us. And I think we're at a time in history where if we don't get there, we don't get to this peaceful space of bearing witness and simply then continuing to tell the truth that shall set us free. Then, you know, of course, that involves bravery, and that involves also faith, and it involves those two values, bravery and faith, are in the heart, along with love and joy. So this is really like a spiritual blessing to be called to task on some of the most challenging criminal operations and racketeering that the planet has ever seen. And Google, for example, is intimately connected with the CIA. In fact, the number of things that you're going to learn if you stay tuned to our newsletter coming out. And again, go to healthyworldstore.com. And by the way, you can support us by not only doing that, you can support us by actually transposing your music and playing great music and listening to great music on 528radio.com. And that's another sponsor for the Insight Hour is 528records.com, 528radio.com. Your donations and support for those networks help to sustain us, and we greatly appreciate that. We really need that. Right now, it would be very, very helpful, especially with all of the time and all of the energy and all of the cost it takes to go and serve 33 defendants in civil services, including in all those long papers that you've got to file for the court. So we really could use your support, and thank you for your support. And also, what we're witnessing is the attempt to destroy the best of natural healing. For those of you who know, I've been involved for now many years heralding the key to the house of David, which we believe is based on Isaiah 22 prophecy and Revelation 3, 6 through 8, that there would be a time in history whereby there were wars and rumors of wars, great plagues that strike the planet, and that there would be these earth changes and weather changes and unbelievable things that happen in the skies. Well, that's exactly what we're witnessing right now. So it's the end times that were predicted, and we feel that the end times, the Revelation 3, 6 through 8 is expressed, that prophecy also reflected in the Old Testament, Isaiah 22, 22, that says, in these harsh times, challenging times, and also opportune times, there will be a key, a musical note, we believe, to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. Now, if you think about what are those doors that men can't open or close, you're talking about some divine door. You're talking about probably a door to your heart, because that's the key that opens that place of faith, empowering prayer, bringing joy and prosperity in all ways, and miracles. And when we talk about miracles, now you're talking about the third note of the original musical scale. Do, re, mi, mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. And so that miracle note is 528, which is why we ask you to sponsor, co-sponsor, even partner with us in 528records.com. Put up your music up there, because as you play that music, we believe that it's opening doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. And we'd like to see the doors closed on demons on this planet. We'd like to see the doors closed on cheats and arrogant people and people who are simply here to cause dissonance through greed, through criminal activity, whether they be in our family or whether they be federally in the government, in Justice Department or in CIA. It's not of us, and we're demanding it literally in the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' Hebrew name, Yeshua, which means God saves. We're praying and calling on Yeshua and the Creator to bring forth all the angels of protection that we, the people, the loving hearts, who are destined as the meek to inherit the earth, that we are calling for that protection and that transition, where the wealth of the wicked is delivered up for the meek, so that we can do something to restore ourselves in all ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, and above all, spiritually. Because the spirit is the fundamental thing that's been suppressed. Your connection to Yeshua, your connection to God, your expression as a water-filled being with water, being part of the triune God. So if that sounds new to you, then just you've got to do a little bit more work. Go research some of the books that I did, starting with Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and looking at frequencies and mathematics, and looking at healing celebrations and how vibrations can affect your body chemistry and induce miraculous healings, especially the frequency of 528 love, because love is the universal healer. So we're actually advancing a revolution, which is why we're being persecuted. It's nothing new under the sun. They did that to Yeshua. our blessed brother and Messiah. So there's nothing new under the sun. So those of us who are inspired with the love of the Creator and Yeshua is likely to have what Colonel Bo Greitz told me, when you're over the target, then that's when the flak gets heavy. So we're taking the flak for you guys and everybody and ourselves, and you know, it's all perfect. It's all our karma, and it's your karma, and it's the planet's karma. And we're doing our thing, and you have to make a choice. You have to choose to be involved, alive, and sustained. Or alternatively, you choose to degrade yourself. And again, beginning spiritually is where the degradation occurs mostly. Not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. You've heard that saying. And the battle goes on within us. The peace and the prosperity is within you. So that's the great, great field of wonder. The great frontier is not in outer space, it's inner space. And so that this is the opportunity that we have now to transform not simply things around us, but ourselves, to manifest the miracles in our families, extended families, communities, nations. And world. Redesign the planet based on righteousness, justice. You know, I love that word, just is. I like, it's like the Isle of Being, too. Island and is land. It's where we are, in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, blessed to be here, sustained here in paradise, as we can have the opportunity to deliver this important message and these important shows for you. You know, Sherry's here. She's just working hard. I know that. Sherry, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing what I normally do.
You know, and
gathering evidence.
You had a guest scheduled for tonight, I think, didn't you? That's why this is a little different tonight. We actually had a guest plan tonight, but I'm doing a little monologue here for you.
Yes, and you're doing a good job at it.
Oh well, thank you, Sherry. Thanks a lot.
Anyway.
So what are you researching?
Well, I'm just researching a couple different things, actually, just things that are going on in the world and the news. And I talked to you about one of them today. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, the serial murderer, and then you discussed Ted Bundy.
Yeah, it was just growing up the psychology of what they were like as children.
Yeah, we were talking about the movie, the mass murderer, and the whole media, and the way that the media is being, you know, used to cause aggression, not only in children's television, but the mainstream. The general gist of it is that we want to divide the sheeple to conquer the flock.
We also, you know, should open up the lines to some callers tonight, too. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-800-627-6008, and our lines are open. If you have any questions for us, we're here to answer them. So
anyway, I was challenged this week about dealing with the multiple filings that we had to respond to the ISPs. And folks, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting to follow our case. I highly encourage it, because we're actually responding in a very meaningful and substantive way to the world's most powerful internet service providers. They're called the ISPs. And no matter what you're trying to do today, it's Google is in your face. Well, Google has been in our face, and they've been complicit in with a organized crime gang, and we're advancing, in particularly the last couple filings, new evidence to prove to you how corrupt Google actually is, and that the manners in which they work involves hackers. It involves, interestingly enough, a whole plan to evolve a new world currency that's online, completely different. The plan is called Bitcoin. You might have heard of it, Bitcoin. And there's a number of groups that are interested in this, including the CIA. So actually, you can go to War on We the People, right, Sherry?
Yes, War on We the People is an excellent site to get information on. If you know, want to learn about what's going on with the case with Google and what they're doing that's completely illegal. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the news that I was looking at this week in regards to the fish, all the fish that are dying in the Midwest because of the hot water, because the water is extremely hot and it's drought and it's drying up, and what water is that's left in there is just too hot for the fish.
Who reported that story?
It was in the AP.
This is Associated Press. Okay, so they're a mouthpiece for the Central Intelligence Agency. So why would the AP, CIA want you to believe that the water is heating up so severely that it's killing massive amount of fish? Where's the money in
there? Well, it falls into play. It's, again, that fear with the weather changing and the weather conditions. And to me, that's where, you know, raise the prices on food.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's my point. My point is that you've got to be so damn stupid to be allowing these kinds of things to happen in an age where miracles are possible and we have the technology to set humanity free. You've got to be beyond so flaming stupid. You've got to be completely psychopathological. And now you get into this matter of good versus evil. And the fact of the matter is, I know that we've got the most magnificent creator and the most powerful creator in the universe. And I know that that creator creates, and we look around us and we see the perfect creations, and God doesn't mess up like men, like madmen. And that this whole concept of when will we as a people be able to choose an alternative that sustains us instead of degrades us and uplifts us and restores us and creates generations to come, peace on earth and joy to the world, and the ability to be sustaining off of all of the magnificent opportunities and blessings the Creator gives us. You know, again, we're in Hawaii. We're blessed to be here. But again, everywhere that there is soil, you had natives, you had aboriginals globally that honored the earth and honored the Creator instead of degraded it and degraded, for example, the weather. We talked about that last week. And, you know, now you're bringing it up again. The big picture to me is, okay, where's the leverage? Where is the issue? I mean, in medicine, you look at diagnosis. You've got to be able to diagnose before you treat. And diagnose, that word means to see through. Diagnose. You know by diagnosing. You see through to the root origin of the disorder. And that's how then you can be able to discern what it is that you can choose as a powerful, capable, worthy human being to have a better life. It's real simple. Life and the miracles that are available is not magic, it's mathematics. It never lies. One and one is always two, unless you're a Rothschild or a Rockefeller. And then you lie not only financially, but you lie in every other way. Because you're not vibing to 528 love frequency. You're vibing to a dissonant, like a 741, which is in gross dissonance, which is, again, speaks to this matter of spiritual warfare. And the fundamental issue is we've been spiritually suppressed. That if you and every single one of these Inside Hour listeners, you guys out there and everybody that you know in your families, were to vibe to love and 528, and that issues beyond love, it issues faith, joy, love, and bravery, brave heart. It's in your heart. And we need to speak up, and we need to tell these people that are doing this to us to stop it. Because if you don't stop it, we're going to bring all the powers that we can on earth as it is in heaven to bear for the restoration. And again, you're a fool or a psychopath if you don't think that karmic judgment is a matter of universal design. Destiny is becoming fulfilled, and if you're engaged in this kind of dissonance, then obviously you've chosen on some level, and it has been chosen for you to have a destiny in this matrix that is going to cause you a lot of pain and suffering, needlessly. So the opportunity is to don't be stupid about fulfilling your destiny. And that's really ultimately what the whole I think, religious spin and bent on this concept of judgment or sin. It's all simple. It's mathematics. That's the law. So, you know, you can tell from tonight, folks, we're into the law. We've been at it for the last couple of days. We actually had our first victory definitively yesterday in Hilo. We had one of our adversaries who threatened yours truly physically with an assault. He's now got a 3-year injunction, and if he sneezes in my direction, he goes to jail. And because of that, also revelations have come in some of those parties with which he's complicit in organized crime. So we're living at, again, a time of revelation, a time where knowledge is being issued and all of the greatest truths shall be told. And again, I'm a firm believer in the whole truth, nothing but the truth, shall is the word. That means no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Shall set you free. And so that freedom, again, is that emancipation proclamation of divine vibration in our hearts coming out with this love of 528 frequency. And that is a major revelation as well as a mover and sustainer for evolution.
Yeah, I mean, anybody out there that hasn't had a chance to listen to 528radio.com, it's really what actually keeps us sane. I mean, really. I mean, you turn that on and you just, it's just the best thing in the world. It's what I look forward to.
Yeah, it's great.
And so great. I think that if you haven't had the opportunity to do that, it's awesome. I mean, you could listen to it at work on your break or whatever.
And not only just listen to it, tell all your friends and family about it. Celebrate it. You know, I was talking to somebody today and I was giving him that kind of an understanding. If you had the key that could set people free, humanity free, from the poisoning, the mass intoxication for depopulation and population control, if you had that key, wouldn't you turn it, open the door?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, definitely, who wouldn't want that opportunity? And it's free, you know. We do appreciate your donations, but it is free. You can, anybody can listen to it. You can go to 528radio.com now, and you can start listening to it. And it's just awesome. It has a lot of your best favorite songs and your greatest collections in there, and some of original music as well. And so we also encourage musicians to upload their original music, and they will be eligible for 60% royalties on the music that they actually put into our system and somebody donates.
Yeah, because you have to think about this. If you want to develop a musical industry and restructure the way that the musical industry or the entire entertainment industry is structured, you've got to give the artists what they're due. They created the works with the creator's blessing and inspiration. So why not bless them optimally? And that's why we thought, okay, with our costs, let's see how much maximally we can give as a royalty. And so 60% royalty is unheard of in the music industry. And we're proud to bring that forward. And we're proud to have the musicians now who have been coming on. And that's, again, we have plans for developing 528 Radio, 528 Radio Network. And so if you're not a subscriber yet, and you can get, you'll hear when you go on there, you'll hear Sherry and I do commercials. We do every 5 or 6 songs now. I think it's time for one of our 2.5-minute commercials. And you will get educated with those commercials because we intend you to understand our products. We understand, for example, OxySilver, how it resonates in 528 hertz frequency, why it's unique, why it basically makes obsolete all vaccinations and all toxic antibiotics. You don't need that stuff when you understand OxySilver and how it works. And even equally importantly, actually more importantly, is the power that you bring it through faithful prayer from your heart. Because that's where miracles, powerful miracles, are manifested.
Yep. Power, and you know, you got to see them to believe them. And people that have, most people in their life have experienced miracles. So they know that they're real, you know. And that's really great to constantly see them happening.
Well, tell us about a miracle in your life.
The day I met you.
Thank you. That's very sweet. That was a wonderful day. surely was. But you didn't know that it was going to lead us in this direction.
No, but I was definitely thinking that it was definitely going to lead to some crazy place.
That's for sure.
But yeah, I mean, you never know where life's going to take you. You never know which path, you know. I just sort of, you know, I never like to like push things, like, you know, as far as I like to be able to see things just happen naturally. And striving is not something that I'm really good at. So,
I mean, as opposed to me.
Well, you strive more than me, of course. I mean, I'm glad that you do. One of us needs to strive, I guess.
Yeah, but you work really hard. I see you working all the time.
I work hard because you know, you really need that support too. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, it's just the two of us really, and how are we going to keep the ship up if I don't work hard? If I just like stop working, then what happens? And, you know,
the ship sinks.
You're a lone man on the ship, and the storm's coming, and it's starting to get rocky, and who's going to help hold the fort down? You know, it's just not.
We're looking for partners, right?
We are. We're always looking for partners, you know, and it's hard to trust people. We know that. You know, we have so many people that try to come forward, and they want to get into your life. They want to, you know, potentially harm you or do something against you or figure out their weaknesses. I mean, that's what we've experienced with so many people. So it's been really hard to find.
What's behind that? You're the psychosocial analyst. What's really behind that kind of behavior?
Well, there's different things. There's different agendas that are behind it. For instance, the guys that were attacking us, their agenda was to take out any targets or dissidents or people that were going to create peace in the world, that we're going to enlighten people about, you know, the dangers of pharmaceuticals and vaccinations. They didn't want that. They want people to listen to what the mainstream media tells them to do.
And or get so confused that they just drop out of making any smart decision.
And when you give another opinion and people look at you and respect you and listen to you, you become a threat. So that's one of them. Another factor is jealousy. Some people think you're very rich, you know, or they think, you know, you have all these things, these great big things in life, and that they're like, well, why aren't you doing? I can even say hi to you, so why don't I have it, you know? And the truth is you're not rich. And, you know, I know you're rich in your heart, you know, but you're not rich in the green ones, you know? And people have a misconception about that. And so I think that that's another thing, that there's jealousy involved. There's, you know, why him and why not me? And that happens with a lot of people. You know, it happens even with a lot of other celebrities as well. It happens all the time. And we see these fans, they go after people. A lot of it is people that had different expectations of you.
Yeah, you talk about fan mentality. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, fan mentality, I mean, it's a really touchy subject, because people can be your fans and they can be legitimately respect you, and they know you're a human. And they know that you have weaknesses, and they know that you're not perfect, and they expect that. And then there's other people that have a preconceived idea of how you should be. I mean, you are a hero. And when you think about heroes, you know, how many of us got to actually sit next to Superman or Spider-Man and find out really what makes, you know, how they live, what they do, what they eat, where they go, where they sleep. And so it becomes a thing for the people who actually are fans, with this mentality of, you know, expectations of you, that when
and they can become very disappointed.
Very disappointed. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, these people can become dangerous even. And you've seen it, you know, you see it, you hear about it in other reports, you hear about it, you know, with
other celebrities. Yeah, you talk about one of the recording artists you mentioned.
Yeah, I mentioned Selena before. To you. I mean, she was somebody who hired a woman, and the woman was her fan, and her fan turned on her because she got to know her, and she thought to herself, gee, why her and why not me? You know, there could have been other things behind that as well. There could have been a record company that figured they could sell more records with her gone, you know? You never really know. There's other factors involved, but if you just look on at a superficial surface reasoning of this behavior, like just an individual who has this preconceived idea of meeting Dr. Leonard Horowitz and then meeting you and saying, wow, he's a normal guy.
he actually talked to me. That means that I'm really special too. And wait a minute.
Well, that's it. That's the matter, isn't it? That's the crux of the matter. See, my own personal bias is to believe that everybody has the love of God and the power of God and the power of Yeshua and love in their hearts that they can manifest miracles.
Right. But some
and that's, I'll tell you, that's my greatest weakness, by the way, is my greatest susceptibility is to believe that people are potentially extremely intelligent and have the capacity to produce miracles in their lives.
Well, I believe anybody can produce miracles. I don't know if everybody's intelligent, but everybody can produce miracles. But
how do you use
them? But how do they manifest them?
Exactly.
Okay.
Intelligently, I hope.
Here's the thing. If you're out there, not you, but if people are out there and they're looking at you and thinking, well, and they were your fan and they met you and now, you know, you didn't meet their expectations or they figured, well, he's a normal guy. I'm a normal guy. Why don't I have that? It's because they're unhappy with their own lives, that their life didn't go the way they thought it would go. And so since it didn't go the way...
So there's a matter of jealousy.
Jealousy, but also it's disappointment with themselves. It's thinking, well, you know, I could have. Well, now, you know, I'm just going to put this other person down. I'm going to put Dr. Horowitz down because why is, you know, he's just a normal guy. He just got lucky.
You know, I don't find too many of those people who try to put me down that are coming from that position. I'm dealing with a lot of people who will say bad things about me on the internet. And those ones, when I really look at those, man, they're professional hit jobs.
Yeah, they are.
They're not like the average Joe.
But there is an element, if you look at these guys, there's an element of this poor-minded person there. You don't see any like, you know, I mean, yes. Granted, the Illuminati are very wealthy and at the highest levels, they're behind the attacks. But the guys that are really coming after you, they really don't have very much in life. And they're unhappy with their own lives.
So, you know? And they bought into a role and a job.
Exactly.
That they can feel better about themselves.
Well, it's a job that they can be like the G-man, the cool guy working as an informer for the government to... You know, at the same time.
And these, by the way, they're called also trolls. If you look on the internet, these guys go into various blogs and discussion groups and they start to post just crap. I mean, honestly, it's like, man, why wake up in the morning if that's the way you think about life? And where's your life? If you got to make my life your life and express your life in a defamatory, fraudulent, and damaging way. Man, why do you wake up in the morning?
I can just tell you that if they didn't think you were really wealthy, that it wouldn't be – the job wouldn't be – they wouldn't be doing this to you.
Well, gee, well, you've already now let the cat out of the bag, you know? So the fact is that I'm very susceptible to damage financially and emotionally. Gee whiz, I'm a human being like everybody
else.
Yeah,
but you're not like what they think you are. Like they'll spread around rumors that you have yachts and they'll spread around rumors that, you know, you walk out of Masonic temples with the
spread rumors that you and I are into S&M and all this crazy stuff.
Right, right. And they'll do that because they want to create a persona of you that is this dominant like dictator who, you know, is abusive toward women and is so rich and is a Mason and a Knight of Malta. And I mean, this is part of, and you know, part of the persona that they tried to create for you.
You know, but in the process of doing that, what they've done is they've effectively now, they've been very successful in placing me into a niche market. They created the niche market. They created, for example, the New Age market. They created the holistic healing market. They created the Christian right and the fundamentalist right and the patriot market. And they create, by infiltrations, those markets, including 9/11 truth market. And so, you know, conspiracy market. These are the markets that the industrialists and the psychopathic propagandists that we run into all the time. That's what they are doing. So engaging me in that, even in a court of law, I mean, you really got to think about yourself, okay, you know, if it was just about me in this, I can't even conceive of us doing this, really. this litigation business. No, but the fact is that it has such a blessing, and it's a learning experience, like for us, as we've said, but it's such an opportunity to look at how it is that humanity gets manipulated, who's doing it, and to hold them accountable to we the people and to justice and the creator.
I mean, you know, and it's really sad, really, because you look at it, a lot of people who become activists for different causes get into it because they were attacked personally, like their child was murdered or, you know, their child was kidnapped or, you know, part of a satanic cult, or their family was part of a satanic cult, or their family was part of the Masons, or, you know, or being attacked like you were. I mean, it becomes a personal thing. And once you get personal with someone, it can turn, they'll put all their attention on it sometimes. And that's where their path goes. That's how sometimes I believe that God kind of guides us on which direction to go. No matter how painful it seems.
Through challenging, painful, yeah. That's a school of hard knocks.
Yeah, and we look at it and, you know, and believe me, I wouldn't, you know, there would be nothing I would trade in my life for the loss of a child or to have any person harm a child for me to find a path. That's one thing I'll tell you right now, that I would never trade that. I would just tell, if I had a choice before I came to this planet, I would tell God, please, I do not want to be born to have to go through that. Even if it would be for the benefit of humanity, I don't know if I could personally handle it. But I think that we're given just as much as we can handle, all of us individually. And I think that we are put on a certain path by the challenges, like you say, and the personal strikes against us that create us to do certain things that will change certain things or create a different effect of certain things. And that's the way the world is. I mean, that's, if we had to look at the world through that philosophy of what we're doing right now, that, I mean, that's how I see it. I see, you know, these guys that are attacking us, I wouldn't even be worth any time. I wouldn't even think twice, and neither would you. But the attacks became so intense. And then when you started to look at them and see who they really were, you're like, okay, this is part of the bigger picture.
Right.
I get it. But I don't think that you
would. And then here's what I'm going to do with it. You know, the truth shall set you free. Let's expose it. Because that's exactly what it is that the Creator has blessed us with, is the capacity to do that. How many people have that opportunity? What a humbling privilege it is to be called into that lion's den.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for what the attacks are against us, yeah, I mean, I think they're extremely, I think that they can create a lot of emotion. I think they're very
personal.
They
certainly have, yeah.
They strike your heart. They strike your heart.
Oh, man, it's been most intense for me to have lost my family, you know. It really is just, I mean, you know that, Sherry. But for everybody else listening, I mean, literally, we didn't just lose the businesses. And by the way, we're still trying our best to get the police and the attorney general of the state of Idaho to pay attention to the material evidence proving the criminal complicity in the organized crime and the racketeering that has been going on in taking over literally all of my companies. We lost all of our companies in 2011. I literally lost my family. I have not been able to even speak with my children on any level. I give you an example. The most hideous reality is last Christmas I sent them each a beautiful, I felt, little gift. It wasn't a lot of money, but we didn't have a lot of money to spend, but it was certainly nice gifts from my heart. Well, they didn't even have the courtesy to say thank you. They didn't even pick up the phone or send an email. Say, thanks, Dad, I got your Christmas gift. It was really sweet. Thanks. No. And that is a result of the powerful impact that the agent provocateurs and COINTELPRO, those who have degraded and attacked me, that they have had on my ex-wife, on my children ultimately. So that's been just, I think, the worst thing that I've ever had to deal with in my entire life, and I don't wish it on even my worst enemy because it's hideous. But again, the reality is, okay, it's a new day. I've got the opportunity. I have a breath of fresh air. When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for my presence and what is the next opportunity, the next learning experience and service. Because without service, without some meaning in life that service provides, helping, caring and sharing in a meaningful way, who are we? What the hell are we doing here if we can't do that? And that's, I think, the difference between, you know, people who are givers and people who are takers, people who give with love in 528 and people who simply were incarnated, born to take and take and take and take and take. And then when that's all taken, then destroy and destroy and destroy and destroy. And ultimately, that again is insanity, in my opinion. And I think that that's unfortunately the pathology that directs the dissonance within our governments, within our Justice Department, within our corrupt lawyers, and within a now dire urgency to have a transformational experience, a revolution, if you will, in consciousness, certainly, and in ultimately 528 frequency. I believe that's wherein the most powerful, miraculous deliverance shall lie.
Yep. And, you know, I'm just can tell you that you are a hero, and that no matter how much they try to strike you down spiritually or strike you down emotionally, you're really one of the strongest people I've ever met in my life. And I think that, you know, I believe your children will come around. I think that once they're out of the reins of anyone with their ear, you know, where they come into their own mind and are able to make their own decisions in life and become dependent, self-dependent on themselves, like living on their own and not being dependent anymore, I believe that they will have time more to think about what went down and see. I mean, you're an awesome man. You're a wonderful father. And I know that, you know, it's just been, I know how hard it's been for you. And so I think that, and the worst part of it is that there's lies being created about it that aren't true. And so I just think that, you know, one day that they will get this truth and that they will know that you really did, you know, have a desire to have a relationship with them, and that it was prevented. And they'll say, well, you know, I want to speak to you. And I think that then they'll come to terms again and call for a meeting and talk to you. And hopefully you can express what's really going on. And at that time, they may be mature enough to understand, you know, and sometimes, you know, when children are stuck between two parents, it's difficult for them. You know,
it's horrible.
And they can just horrible. Especially if one is influencing them over another one and they don't know where to go and they're being pulled by both sides. I mean, and that's the sad part, is that no parent should allow their children to get involved in their personal life, what their personal life is while they're children, because children don't understand that. They think, well,
it's a primary formative relationships is the way two parents interact with one another.
Right. But I'm saying for children to get involved with their parents' relationship, as far as like if there's conflict, it's just.
I totally agree with that.
You know, and that really, I mean, if there's conflict, then that's where separation has to occur.
That was, again, one of the biggest, most damaging actions that my ex-wife took, was to engage them in defeating our businesses and our relationships. That's the truth. It's a sick and sad thing.
Yeah, I think that's important for, you know, keeping children out of it. But I do think that they'll come around. And, you know, it's just to give them some time. It's, you know, they still have the ear of their mother. And still have their ear for their mother, and they're listening to whatever she's telling them. And, you know, it's hard for a child to make a decision on, you know, who to believe. They don't know. But yeah, and so just keep that, remember who you are.
You know, we've also, folks, just switching subjects just a little bit, the newsletter. It's one of the links that's going to be coming out is a really great article that went up the other day on
waronwethepeople.com. Waronwethepeople.com is, I think, now an outstanding website that gives you kind of like what we're doing, engaging these new revelations in law and those who are adversaries of humanity, and what we can do together, cooperatively, to put an end to these kinds of injustices, or at least spread the truth that shall set us free. There's a lot of protection. If you know, for example, there is a train barreling down the track, you don't want to be on the track, and you want to get off the track, and that's kind of like what that knowledge, that intelligence can bring you. So, you know, check out waronwethepeople.com and see what we've been doing. One of those fascinating articles, again, is a new one that gives you the background on the National Examiner, you know, the tabloid in the newsstands. Well, there's been a couple articles that have been, in the last couple months, come out in the National Examiner that are actually trying to create celebrity and notoriety and popularity for the COINTELPRO operators. And particularly, you had recently Dr. Truot was mentioned in there. They didn't say that he was the Dr. Truot that we know. They called him a businessman. And that was in relation to the Kennedy assassinations. And that there was old news made brand new in the recent issue of the National Examiner. Also, Alex Jones was in there recently too. So check out waronwethepeople.com. There's an article that's up there that is fascinating, that deals with the National Examiner and who really owns it and who really controls it. And it's a mob crime gang that's been at the wheel of the publishing company since its inception. Well, that shouldn't surprise us, but, you know, read the connections in that article, and I think you'll really find it really very interesting. You'll never look at a tabloid section again the same way after you read that article.
Yeah, it's a really, really great informative article. It shows you how damage control is conducted
That's the name of the article. It's at the link at the top of waronwethepeople.com. There's the link that says damage control. And we believe that the National Examiner was put up to carry articles about Ott and Alex Jones so that their popularity would not slip as much in the wake of the lawsuits and the revelations that are coming out now because of the litigation.
Yep. So yeah, we have a few more minutes left, and
We should probably give thanks again to HealthyWorldStore.com, folks. You know, there's a book on there. I've done 17 books, three national bestsellers, and one of the bestsellers is called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And we get calls all the time, not just thanking us about the book, but for the poor people who haven't read the book. They're sick, they're ailing, their relatives are dying, and they want to know how to deal with it. Unfortunately, it would have helped them to get the information earlier. So be smart. Get a copy of the book, Healing Celebrations. And in there, you'll see that when we talk about, number one, detoxification, for making your whole system pure so that you can carry the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that does all the healing, folks. Even if you're dealing with drugs, those drugs have a chemical reaction, but ultimately the effect goes through frequency, vibration, and the manifestation through the electrical genetics, man, that's in every cell of your body. Your DNA is singing in light and sound signals, and that's what it's really communicating. And so if you know that, man, you understand to purify your temple. Again, we're talking about spiritual and purify it with love, 528. We've been talking about that. But number one, detox. Number two, alkalinize, because your body chemistry in the alkaline state can move that Holy Spirit flow. Great suppression of this information has caused all of the diseases. Literally, there would be no diseases on planet Earth if people were educated with the truth.
with the simplest truths about what natural healing is all about. And again, it fundamental is spirituality and fundamental is the universal healer. Love. Maybe it's love, you know? So detox, deacidify, and then you then go on to boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. That means thinking about everything that you're doing. Your Holy Spirit and filled temple deserves your positive lifestyle choices. So avoid those things that cause diseases, the acidifiers or the chronic disease producers, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and lots of red meats. Cause your body to become acidified. That's where you become a breeding ground for disease. That's where the Holy Spirit stops, because if you're acidified, that means that a lot of H pluses, hydrogen, positive ions, are sucking up all the electrons. That's where your energy comes from. And those electrons sourcing primarily from oxygen that you're breathing because of 528 frequency from the sun. The heart of the sun is 528. Goes into the chlorophyll, produces the oxygen that carries the electron that resonates in the power and the Holy Spirit of love. And the Bible says that that's what's in the blood. The life is in the blood carried by the hemoglobin that's structurally identical to chlorophyll, folks. Now, we've just revealed some of the most powerful suppressed mysteries and secrets to really evolutionize the healing as well as the music industry. Now, once you understand that, then you deal with oxygen. You want to breathe as much, get as much pure, loving oxygen vibrating in 528 frequency with that electron in it to be delivering to the rest of your body to sustain the electrogenetics so that you can manifest yourself as a miraculous being. You're a digital, bio-holographic precipitation full of water, crystallization full of the carbon 6 organic chemistry rings made so by the 528 frequency of love. So you're a miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water and manifesting in water. That's what you are. Oxygen plays a critical role in that, and so does the whole electromechanics and the bioenergetics that we've talked about. Everything from prayer and hands-on healing to Rife technology, frequency resonating machines and equipment. Get on healthyworldstore.com. That's what sustains you. That's what sustains us. And it's a good match. It's a partnership. We've got an affiliate program that we could really use your help with as well. So go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and sign up there.
Yeah, Healthy World Affiliates is awesome. It's a great way to partner with us. And we also have our new ambassador program at healthyworldambassadors.com, where you can even get higher commissions and also help people and determine, you know, how they could actually benefit from some of the products as well by becoming educated on them.
That's what, yeah, we've done that. I've done that with an 8-part series on YouTube and Vimeo, and you can watch that. If you go to healthyworldambassadors.com, you can watch the videos and then sign up, and then you can begin to then take your exam. You'll be enrolled in a program that ultimately our goal is to produce naturopathic doctors, and we're in collaboration with the World Organization for Natural Medicine, advancing the Clinics for Humanity project, and it is, again, part of a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And even if you realize that just the idea of it is outstanding, you would want to get behind it. And that's exactly what it is. It's an outstanding idea whose time has come, we feel, because, man, the genocide ongoing under the guise of public health and medicine is intolerable. It's gotten to the point where enough of our family and friends have died. Enough of our own actions have resulted in catastrophes because we believed so-called experts in that field. So it's time to evolve beyond the slash burn and poison paradigm. And that paradigm shift, in fact, it's paradigm shattering to understand the power of love, the Holy Spirit that does all the healing in your body,
and the simplest, most divine technology of God that administers it. It's called musical math. How wonderful, what a wonderful blessing it is to be here with you on the Inside Hour. Thank you, folks, for listening to us this week. Again, join us next week on the Inside Hour. Sherry, any last words of advice?
Well, the last words of advice would be, you know, keep praying and pray for us as well.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
And, you know, stay safe. And, you know, I just believe, you know, faith is the most powerful part of healing. It's also the most powerful part of keeping safe is faith.
Yep, totally agreed. Yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, because we've got the faith and the love of Creator and Yeshua in our hearts. Thank you so much for joining us, folks. Love you.
Love you.
Talk with you next week again. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Good night for now.